Show. All right, everyone, welcome back. Episode 170 of the 580 Show. Me and Mr. Jason Frawley, what's up?
What's up? What's up, everybody?
So, just another week talking strongman. We got the Arnold UK this weekend. Guess we can kick off talking about that. One thing,
pretty good lineup. Pretty good
for
lineup.
Sure. The lineup for the women, obviously Victoria Long's out after what unfortunately happened. I think it's so weird that the Arnold and the Arnold UK are so close to each other. It's like the little Arnold circuit. I get it. I think there's some other ones too. Isn't there like Arnold Brazil? Not like it's a big deal, but they have some different throughout the world now.
Yeah. I think there's an Australian one.
Australia.
Sure. I think that's where Eddie originally pulled the deadlift record.
Victoria Long and Erin Murray are out for the women.
Okay.
And then I saw I butcher names so much in strongman, but Ron Heinle, he's in.
He got the last. There was actually, I was listening to a podcast earlier today while I was driving, and there was speculation that Nick Gardione, because he won the Arnold Amateur, was going to sneak into that.
That would be really
which
cool.
Would have been crazy. For 2 weeks ago, he wins the Arnold Amateur.
Right.
And 2 weeks later, he would be in an Arnold UK invite. So that would have been awesome. But
the guy I'm most looking forward to seeing is Lucas Hatton.
Oh, without a doubt.
Like, that is so
especially
cool.
Being a U.S. person, right? Like, being from the U.S., we're definitely interested that way.
And we did the same nationals as him, I believe.
Yeah.
Like,
last year.
Yeah. Getting to see him come up and everything. And it's one thing I thought was cool is he's definitely taking it like as serious as you can, because he dropped out of OSG for it.
Yeah, without a doubt.
When he got this invite. So this is huge. I mean, you think about, like, he's at Nationals with us, not to chirp us, but us, like, last year. And
yeah,
then,
22.
Yeah, 22.
Yeah, because we're 3 months into 24 now, so.
Yeah. So 22 Nationals, just Strongman Corp Nationals in Erie. And then the lineup is him, Mitch Hooper, Luke Stoltman, Thor, Bobby, Aleksey Novikov, Maxine. If is Maxine doing it? He's on the name.
Yeah,
not
I saw
scratched
his name
off.
On there. I thought he got hurt at the U.S. Arnold. But...
Yeah, but his name, the other people are dropped out or are listed as dropped out. He's not.
Okay.
Maybe we're wrong.
Maybe it was a tweak. I don't know.
Yeah, Gavin Bilton is on there. So it's like that is just really, really cool to see, like, him competing against that.
I can see him hanging too. Like, he's not showing up. He's not going to be a slouch. I mean, he's going to be competitive.
No, he seems like he's really well rounded, man, to be honest. So, yeah, good luck to him. Good luck to everyone, obviously. But the one gripe I have is the events are so similar to Arnold, Ohio. Did you notice that?
I know the one is a yoke to a circus dumbbell. And I know the other one is, what are they calling it, a monster deadlift, which is like a deadlift from the floor?
Yeah, it's a deadlift for reps.
Okay.
It's a raw power bar,
Okay.
771 for the men.
Okay. And it's just pull it for reps.
Yeah, 500 for women.
What are the other events?
Weight over bar, which I like.
Okay.
It's a 56-pound bag for men and 28-pound bag for women. And it's max height. So I actually really like that event. There is the power medley on, and it's a yoke to a dumbbell.
Yeah.
So that was a 1,000-pound yoke for men.
Yeah.
And then 242 dumbbell, 264, and 286 dumbbells.
Oh, so it's like a ladder after the dumbbell.
Yeah, that or they pick. And it's like points, but I don't know. It just says power medley.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a dumbbell series.
Okay. That's cool. That's a little different.
Yeah. So it opens up with log press. I guess maybe I looked at it too quickly, and it is pretty different, actually. I definitely jumped the gun, because when I looked at it earlier, I must have just looked real quick, but it opens with a log press for reps, and it's a heavy and light option.
Okay.
And then timber carry. So
okay.
it's actually a farmer's carry, not a frame. So it's a little bit of a mix of the what are they called? The event. I hate them so much. I just took them out of my memory. Denny Stones and the frame from the Arnold, because it's farmers, but it's a max distance. So 15 meter course, and you can drop only at the turn lines. Okay. It's just as far as you can get in 60 seconds. So it's men are doing 400 a hand. Women are doing 260 a hand. That's really cool.
Yeah.
So that's how it opens on Friday. And then Saturday it goes power medley, the yoke into the dumbbells, weight over bar, and then it ends with the deadlift for reps.
Okay.
So pretty cool show, actually. I actually think they took out the ones I didn't like from the Arnold, Ohio, and replaced them with better events.
And I always like a deadlift from the floor.
Yeah.
Just
pulling it. It's classic.
If that's what it is.
I assume it says power bar from the floor.
Yeah, so I would guess it's probably just a deadlift, like standard height deadlift, pulling it for reps.
Which I love.
I appreciate that. Sure. I like the spectacle stuff and the presentation, but I also just like very simple, just pull a deadlift bar, pull it for as many as you can.
That's an event that a lot of people like. You being in the super heavyweight class, that's an event that is like super relatable, because like strongman is obviously so unstandardized. It's like, oh, they're pressing a dumbbell, but it's like a round dumbbell, and we have, you know. So all that different stuff, this is like, dude, it's a rogue power bar for reps. Like, how would I do on, you know what I mean? That's
right.
So that's, those are events I like to watch too, because it's like relatable.
Well, yeah, because I mean, I pulled 770. So like, I did that one time, and it's like, okay, like these guys are probably going to ragdoll it.
Yeah, right. It's crazy. So, and the one other thing I will say that I found like super interesting, because Rogue did such a good job with the Arnold, Ohio, and I don't know if it would be Rogue streaming this one too, but
I was wondering that,
But the things that I'm hearing is that it's going to be streamed, but it's going to be just a raw stream. So it's going to be no commentator and just like a camera.
Okay.
Which I hope that's not true. That seems very strange.
I registered for the live stream. I didn't watch any of it today on Friday. But I can't imagine it's just going to be a raw stream. Maybe. I don't know. But
yeah. Well, it'll be over by the time this comes out. So we'll hopefully. I feel like it'd be super easy to just grab someone from the UK that's in strongman and commentate it.
Well, I think about the amateur Arnold for Columbus.
Yeah.
And the live stream didn't, if I remember right, they didn't have somebody directly commentating on the live stream, but you could hear the people talking.
And that would be fine. Like, that would be cool.
If it's like that, I had no problem with that. I mean, you could understand what was going on. You could hear the announcers. So if that's the case, that's cool.
Yeah, for sure. That's a good point. Because you could actually, when you were listening to the one event that was streamed for Arnold Amateur, you could hear the guy talking very well.
Right.
And like, it was just basically the MC. So it was like you were there, basically. Yeah. No, that's cool. I'll be curious to see how it all shakes out. It's, it'll be over by the time you're hearing this. So congrats to whoever won. Mitch Hooper's going to win. So
probably.
Yeah. That'd be crazy if he doesn't.
Yeah,
that would be crazy if he doesn't. But yeah, let us know what you end up thinking of the Arnold UK. In amateur strongman, USS, we were talking a little bit earlier about it, but USS Nationals is coming up.
Seems,
and you
like
made a really good point.
Starting to swing for preps. I'm seeing people posting about it now. So.
Yeah, you made a good point. It's like, that's almost, USS Nationals is always in like the beginning of June, it seems.
Yeah.
And that kind of seems to kick off like the competitive season for amateurs. So it's like people prep for USS Nationals, and then it's like they can do Strongman Corp regionals. They can do obviously OSGs at the end of the year. But
Strongman Corp Nationals, right?
Yeah, it rules. It just kind of all rules, like USS Nationals. Everyone's kind of doing their shows for their certain qualifiers. OSG online qualifiers start. You got PSL in the mix now, which is so, yeah, it just.
There are other shows at other times of the year, right? Like, it's not to say that the other shows don't matter, but it's just kind of like, okay, now this is like the opening of the beginning of the year, right? Like, all the shows you got to qualify to get to.
Right.
So,
yeah. Yeah, and where's Strongman Corp Nationals at again this year? Greenville?
Greenville, South Carolina.
Okay, Greenville, South Carolina. So yeah, USS Nationals. I love the events. The one thing that sucks is that it's cool for USS. They sold out of Nationals, but I feel bad for people that waited till March or April to do their qualifying show. Because no offense to USS Nationals, but it's and anyone that qualifies, but it's pretty. It's easier to qualify, especially in certain classes. Like you may have a super heavyweight class that's stacked with 10 guys, and it's not easy. But podium, no matter what, qualifies.
Right.
Winner of novice classes qualifies. Right. So you know you have may have people that just they had a lot of personal life stuff going on, and it's like, oh, I'll just wait till this show that's by my house in the beginning of April to qualify because no offense, I'm not super worried about it, and then I'll go to Denver. That's my big goal.
Right.
And then it sells out. Hey, that's the cost of doing business, and that's cool for USS selling out. But
I mean, if it's true that the invite doesn't move to next year, I kind of have a problem with that, right?
Yeah, like
that doesn't make sense. You should be able to move it to 25.
I also definitely think they should reimburse people that are meet directors and like, hey, I was doing this to have a show for 2024 Nationals and I publicized that and people signed up. Like, I think that's only right. And from what I'm hearing from people that I know it's true, they're not refunding that.
Yeah.
So I think that's really crappy. If you know the answer to that, because I don't know.
Right.
If you're listening. I think for sure invites should go to 2025.
Right. That's the easiest thing to do.
But that would sure as hell suck if, like, we say, like, Nationals was in, like, Pittsburgh this year and we were waiting till April to qualify. Like, perfect example. I'm doing a show April 13th. It's a USS show. Say Nationals is in Pittsburgh this year. I'm like, oh, I'm just waiting until this local show by our house comes and I'll qualify and then do Nationals. And then they're like, oh, it's sold out and it doesn't even go to next year. That would really suck. So, that stinks, but I love the events. I will say, cool. Yeah. They do. I think that group. It seems like they're gonna do a really good job with Nationals this year. So, props to them.
Selling it out is a good sign for sure.
For sure. I think with USS Nationals being the easier one to qualify for, and like I said, that is no offense, and I'm not saying that as a
statistically speaking, it is easier to qualify for.
Yeah, it just
it's not
I mean,
a jab. We're not saying it's not competitive.
It's like, and it's also like right. It's also remember, it comes from I compete in the lightweight class. Sometimes you go to a USS show and you only have three people in your class.
Right.
So you show up and you just zero all five events, you still qualify for Nationals. Right. But and that's fine. That's the way they're doing it. That's great. They want to have a Nationals that's more volume, and that's very cool. I think that's awesome. Part of me thinks having more people at Nationals makes it cooler. You know, I see both sides of the argument. I see it having a smaller Nationals where there's 100, 200 people, and then I see a Nationals where there's 600 people. I get why both those are cool. But I do think, like, if USS Nationals can continue to have the 600, 700, why not make it a two-day? Or make it an AM and PM and then be able to hold 1,000 or 1,200?
You know what I mean? Multiple days wouldn't be a bad idea.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I don't know if you heard us talk about last week, but Lynn's doing OSG a little different this year with events.
Yeah.
Which I love.
Yeah.
I think that's great that you took
It's going to be arranged by, like, times and dates for classes or something like that.
Yeah. I can actually tell you right now.
I mean, that's a good idea.
It's a great idea. I actually put that in my athlete feedback.
Yeah.
So, like, for example, like, day one, like I would just say my class, it says 80 kg event one at 12:45, event two at 1:30.
Okay. So it's just boom, boom, you're done.
Two events in 2 hours and I'm done. That is great.
Well, the thing is too, like if you want to be a spectator for the other classes, you can, right? There's nothing stopping you from doing that.
It doesn't take away anything.
Exactly.
It just adds to, like for you, for example, man, like, last year, like if you would qualify, Lynn made fun of you that you can't qualify. The opening ceremony is at 9:30 a.m.
Yeah.
Okay. And open men don't go until 5:15 p.m. So instead of being there and being on eggshells and being like, oh, when do I go? Whatever. Especially first timers, I'm sure there's a lot more nerves. Yep. That's 8 hours before you even go. So you can just go back to the hotel room, you know, the hotels,
hang out, rest, eat.
You know, it's a lot better for the athletes. So that's cool. But yeah, that was just something I was thinking about USS Nationals. Maybe they do, hey, all women classes, novice and or not novice and teens go day one, and then day two is this other group, you know. So, because I would, if I did national, I do like that they do nationals five events all in one day. Like, it's just a show. I do. Part of me does like that. But maybe instead of doing it two events and three events, just this group you go on Friday, this group you go on Saturday.
Sure.
That's what powerlifting does, because you forget how much bigger powerlifting is than.
Yeah. I mean, USAPL Nationals, Open Nationals is huge.
Dude.
I mean, there's days of competing. So.
Well, dude, like, I it's so humbling how much bigger powerlifting is than strongman.
Yeah.
And I don't think strongman competitors truly realize. Like, I'll use this as an example. Teen Nationals for powerlifting is in a couple weeks. I have a lifter, Dom, going. If you listen to Paul, you might have heard us talk about him. He's a really strong kid from our gym. He's in high school. Going to Teen Nationals for USAPL. They have over 800 lifters in Teen Nationals.
Yeah.
And we're talking about our biggest nationals in America not being able to accommodate more than 600 people.
Yeah.
For strongmen. That's not Teen Nationals. That's open.
Yeah.
800 signups.
Yeah. And it makes sense. I mean, the barrier to entry is a lot easier in powerlifting.
Oh, for sure.
You need a barbell, a singlet, a belt, and weights. like that's all you need. So it make the reasoning is sound, but it's just it's crazy the scale, the difference in the scale of those two sports. There's so many more.
800 for teens. That is so cool that many kids are like into lifting.
That's also true. Yeah,
like that is really really cool.
Yeah,
so, yeah. I feel bad for him. He doesn't weigh until 4 p.m. the day he lifts.
Oh, because it's 2 hours.
2 hour weigh-ins, and his session's off at 6 p.m.
Well, that's part of the game.
That's part of the
USAPL game. So,
yeah.
And they do need to hold that standard, right? Like, they're not going to be like, oh, you can weigh in this morning. No, like, it's 2 hour weigh-in.
No, for sure. So,
that's tough.
But anyway, if you're prepping for USS Nationals, let us know. I'm excited to see how that show ends up being. Other show I'm excited to watch is Olympic City Pro-Am, mainly because you, Gus, and Kacharski are doing it. But
let's go. Today's
we were talking,
Friday.
You haven't even really started thinking about bridge, because I wanted to talk about bridge a little bit. But that's good you're not thinking about it, because you're dialed in for your – you're not looking past this show.
Yeah, I got one more day tomorrow. It's going to be not a crazy event day, but getting some final touches on some pieces of equipment. We're leaving Wednesday evening. So I think we land in Denver around like 8 or something like that. 8 Denver time. So
PM.
Then we're driving down to Colorado Springs, and we'll get there later on Wednesday night. And then I don't know what we're gonna do when we get there. So we haven't got that far. But
gonna get
Olympic back City, up this weekend.
Yeah. You guys we had on the people running the Olympic City Pro-Am.
Yeah.
If you're new or just didn't listen to that episode, Frawley, Gus, and Kacharski, all from our gym, are two of the guys are part time at our gym, but they're going to do it, and it's a first annual Pro-Am out in Colorado. So definitely check out the Iron Podium on that. And it is, I actually believe, I haven't purchased it yet, but I believe you can purchase the ADL stream already early.
I think the link is up. I think it's posted where it's going to be. So obviously it's not running, but
yeah. So actually, it's in 6 days from when this airs, so when people are listening, but definitely buy the ADL stream. I'm really excited to see how it is. And there is a stacked competitor list. Even in the amateur side, I saw a lot of familiar names. But the big thing I'm excited for is the Pro-Am. Like I said, obviously for you. But this is the farthest you've ever traveled for a show by far.
Oh, without a doubt. I've never flown. Even when I powerlifted, when I was competing in powerlifting, I never flew. I always drove. This is the first time I'll be competing after flying. So navigating, that's a little bit different. Just how to get your stuff there and, you know, make sure you have everything and what you can and can't travel with, etc. So that's been interesting. But, you know, if I want to continue to do shows to this level, I kind of have to get used to that, right? So Yeah, it's cool. I mean, I'm excited. It's definitely the biggest, the heaviest show I've ever done, without a doubt, and rightfully so. You know, it's been a brutal prep. Gus
Yeah, and
and
you.
Charsky, we all talk about it, and we're like, man, this prep's rough, but it's just the nature of the beast, you know? So.
The thing I really love about, like, when I look at the page for it for this pro-am, and like, I'm far from perfect picking events, but like, for a pro-am, they're like the most simple blue blood test your strength strongman events I've ever seen for a show. You have a log ladder, then you, and for the heavyweights, the final log's 400.
400
So,
pounds, right?
axle bar, 9-inch, just reps. Head
No,
to head.
it's a
Oh, it's,
max.
I mean a max. Sorry.
Yeah, it's a max. Yep.
Yeah. Head to head yoke,
Yep.
head to head farmer's carry, and a stone series.
Like it doesn't, it actually reminds me a lot of the USS Nationals events.
For sure. For sure.
So,
And the
yeah.
stone series is cool because he talked about it, like the peak stone,
Yeah, Pikes Peak.
yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So that's cool. And you look at this, you look at your guys' class. Obviously, I mentioned you three that I know, but just a lot of bigger names on there. Like, just go on the Iron Podium. I'm not gonna say every name, but go check it out. Even the 105s have a lot of big names for the pro side. And then there's four women competing as well for the pros. So, yeah, that'll be a really fun show to watch. How do you feel with prep pretty much wrapped
Pretty
up?
good. Pretty good. So I think I'm just being completely honest with myself. I'm not going to win the show. Like
Yeah.
I'm not showing up to be on the podium. That's not my goal. My goal is to get exposure to heavier weights, to train with people or to compete with people who are at a pretty high level, and really push myself through a prep. And so when it comes to the prep side, I think I've PR'd in every single event multiple times throughout this prep. So like even if I go and I don't perform well, that's obviously not the goal. I'm going to go, I'm going to give it my best, I'm going to perform to the level that I'm capable of. That's my goal. But even if I go and I have a bad day, I've already won because my prep went so well and I made so much progress that I otherwise wouldn't have. So
Right.
that was the intent when I signed up in like, I don't know, maybe October. It was like, okay, I think if I do this, it's going to really push me to a higher level. And that was what I was trying to achieve. So
That's great.
I'm really happy with the progress I made.
Yeah, that's
Yeah.
one thing I will say, and I can't remember or not if we talked about it on the pod or not, but that's one thing I wish I would have done a little bit more when I first started struggling, was just say screw it and compete a little bit more. And I think it was you that told me, but it's like a really good point is doing new events, and events that the weight kind of intimidates you
Yeah.
almost forces you to get better. Like your big kryptonite is grip with farmers, and these have heavy ass farmers. And like you said, I've watched it at the gym, like how much your farmers have improved
Exactly.
just by forcing yourself to do them.
Right.
So
Right.
that's a piece of advice I have for people is like, don't be a, I mean, obviously, like, if your max log's 200 pounds and it's 300 for reps and it's in 8 weeks, like you're not gonna hit 300 log, you know.
Right.
But like picking those weights, it's like, man, I'm already on that fringe. That's a really heavy weight. I've never done that. Like, I think that can be a really great thing if
Exactly.
you make it a
I would
positive.
say the fringe, like if you're on the edge where it's like, well, I think I could do that. I don't know if I could do that. I would say do it. And I actually kind of wish I would have done it sooner. I wish I would have exposed
Oh, I
myself to
agree.
heavier weights sooner. And like you said, if you're way out of your league, it's not going to benefit you, right?
Right.
But if you're teetering on that edge, it's going to expose you. And I think at the beginning of prep, like 1,000 pound yoke sounded outrageous to me. I mean, it just sounded like there's no way I'm going to be able to do this. And I've done it 3 times now. So
That's
it
awesome.
now I haven't done it quickly by any means. I mean, I'm not Marcus Crowder,
Right.
but but just doing it, and now I have the confidence of it, and it's also helping my competitive weights at a lower level too, right?
Right.
So,
Yeah, no, it's cool to do that stuff. It's like, I remember the first nationals I ever qualified for, they had a super heavy log, heavy for me. And I remember getting like super discouraged. I'm like, I'll never hit that. And then now I just hit it. So it's like, it's cool to see stuff like that happen. And that's why I think sign up
it's
for
like a
shows.
goldfish. When you grow to the environment, you give it, right? Like
Yeah,
if
right.
you stay in a bowl that's this big,
It was also like with powerlifting, I was always in the mindset of like, well, I'm not really gonna do more than two comps a year because it's just squat, bench, deadlift, and it's like I can train that in the gym and get stronger at it. With strongman, you have 50 plus events at your disposal, and it's like, oh, this show has freaking Figgle Fingers. Like, when else am I gonna get? You know what I mean? So I do think it's different, and I think my mindset
on that point too. If you haven't done the event for a competitive show, if you haven't done the event for a competitive show, you're not prepping for it. Therefore, you're not pushing that event. So if it shows up at a nationals, at an OSG, at an OSG qualifier, et cetera, you've never trained for it. So you have all the, you have that initial learning curve of that event that's now going to be affected when you're trying to compete against guys who have done it for 10 preps.
Right.
Right. Like that makes a big difference.
Yeah. That's a big thing with strongman is you have to force specificity versus a sport like powerlifting and strength sports. And I always say powerlifting because it's the most comparable to strongman. Like it's two strength sports that people do the most, but is like you have to force specificity because you may never, it's everything's different, you know?
Right.
Very rarely do you do a show that has the same five events.
Right. You almost never will.
Yeah. But that's cool, man. Obviously, we'll all be watching. We'll have it up at the gym on the TV and stuff, too. So that'll be cool.
For sure.
Wait, it's actually – you guys lift at night.
It's in the afternoon, yep.
Which I like because I can get home and watch on my TV, actually.
We start at 1:30 or 2 Denver time. What's that, mountain time? So it's 2
Denver time.
Yeah, so for Eastern time zone, it's 2 hours behind.
Oh, it's 2? I thought it was 3.
Yeah, it's
2. Oh, nice. So it'll start at 4 Eastern.
Yes, that sounds right.
That's awesome. If you're a strongman fan, that's perfect time. Get done with strongman Saturday. Come watch. I'll be curious the week after you compete. I'll be curious to hear what your thoughts were traveling.
Yeah.
Changing time zones, stuff like
that. Yeah, all that stuff's going to be different for sure. So
yeah. Well, my plan was for the episode this week, too, to talk about Bridge and some FAQs. But what we'll do is we'll let you get through Olympic City Pro-Am.
Mm-hmm.
I think Dante's going to decide if he's doing Bridge or not, too. So I'll let you guys – we'll do an episode maybe next week or the week the week after.
We'll plan
two episodes from now. I'll probably plan for a guest next week because you guys – you'll be out.
I'll be traveling.
We'll have a guest on next week. And then the following week, if you're doing Bridge, listen to this episode because we'll pretty much do – I'll post a Bridge Q&A, but then I'll also just kind of have you and Dante act as like – competitors and just rattle off questions as a promoter.
Ah, that's a good idea.
And then people can, because as we get closer and closer, anyone that's ran a meet, a competition knows that you just start to get more and more questions. So it helps sharpen me, and then maybe people listen, and then their question gets answered. So, because I had some good questions this week. Like someone was like, is my class using a 10 or 12 inch log? And I said 10, and it was a women's class. And then I went and looked, because we are running a regional, every Arnold and Nationals that these classes would do, they're using a 12-inch, so I switched them to a 12-inch log because it makes sense to me.
Oh, okay.
Because regionals is a qualifier for the Arnold and Nationals, so why would they not use the same size equipment that they're going to be using at the next level?
Makes total sense.
Great question, and then I answered 10-inch, and then I was driving. I'm like, wait, that doesn't make sense. Let's switch them to a Pitbull 12-inch log.
Sure.
Yeah. No, that's cool, man. We're going to have a new flavor of horsepower coming out. We'll hold off on the flavor. We'll hold off.
I can't wait.
But yeah, you know the flavor. I'm really excited for this one.
Yep.
So all the people at the gym are going to be getting the tests probably in the next week or two, the samples coming
out. One of my favorite flavors. So
yeah, me too. So, be excited. Hopefully the first version is just amazing and we can just get it rolling, but could take freaking 50.
It never seems to go that way though.
No, the only one that ever has is mixed berry.
Yeah. And, yeah. That one was good once we got it. So,
but no, we're not going to release it till the pace is right.
Yeah.
But man, that's good. Obviously send Frawley messages next week, wishing him good luck. Safe travels, everything like that. Let us know what type of guests you want to have on, what shows are coming up. Definitely have something with the USS Nationals. I think we should.
For sure.
The promoters, I think, will come on, and then we'll
be a good idea.
Q&A. So Yeah, anything else, let us know what we're missing. We, you know, we talk about a lot about amateur strongman, specifically in the U.S. So most of you guys are involved in it. So let us know what we want to talk
about.
It
would also be cool if people reached out and, like, if they thought that there would be a show out there that was worth highlighting that we may not
for
know
sure.
about. Like, that would be cool that, you know, maybe have them on as a guest and talk about it, because that gets exposure to shows that people put a lot of effort into that they probably deserve to have more exposure because they're doing a good job.
For sure.
We always talk about the bad stuff, so let's talk about the good stuff too.
Right. 100%. That's a great point. Like, I probably, to be honest, wouldn't know about the Olympic City Pro-Am if you guys weren't doing it. I mean, I would know about it, but I wouldn't have, like, highlighted, seen these cool things. So, great point, man. If you're out there in North Dakota and you're like, dude, we do this, like, 40-person show every year, and it's sick, and we do this,
Tell
like,
us.
Yeah, let's go. So, great point. Just let us know. And we will talk to you guys next week. Thanks.
Later.